Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. Briefly, if you would, talk about how we can learn from those mentors, those teachers, those leaders of the past, what they wrote, how they lived their lives, and how that can really make our faith even stronger.
Well, first, I would say we study the history to study the past in order to understand the present and to improve the future. So when we study history, we really are dealing with the here and now. We're trying to improve now and tomorrow because we learn from the past. So I think that we are focusing on the here and now when we look to the past. We're not just looking to someplace else and just trying to concentrate on the glory days. But that said, I think that when we study Christian history, if we can expand our what I call circles of inquiry in the book, if we can expand those circles from our immediate context, our immediate time, our immediate church group or faith group friends to include people of even differing Christian theological perspectives, and then people of differing cultures who love Jesus across the globe, and then people of all of the centuries, the 20 centuries of Christianity, what happens is we get a whole look at Christianity. We get to see how the whole church loves Jesus and is involved in Christ. We're always trying to do that in the contemporary with contemporary Christians, which is good, but I'm asking why not across all the centuries? Then we are of necessity going across cultures because these past cultures are not like ours, even though we tend to project ours on them. So it's across cultures, it's across all of the continents, and it's across all the Christian centuries, all 20 of these Christian centuries. And so in the process, it helps us form our identity and transform our identity. It helps us practice real Christian community across the centuries instead of just with the people who are already a lot like us. And then it also helps us practice accountability so that we not only hold them accountable by judging their behaviors, but we allow their perspectives also to hold us accountable. At least we hold ourselves accountable by viewing our own behaviors and perspectives through their lenses as we come to understand them. And in the process, we fill huge gaps in our theology that we might otherwise miss and also expand our horizons to see things that we might not otherwise see.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.